Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, y'all, if you're just getting into your cards, Antonio Brown has been released by the New England Patriots amid allegations made by another woman, and you guys can dig into the story if you want, but just wanted to throw that out there. In the latest turn of events, Antonio Brown has been released. The news just came down about 20 minutes ago, released by the New England Patriots. But,
Rick,
what's up?
He's got a bunch of tweets. He's got a bunch of tweets thanking the Patriots, right? And then he posts a picture of Nipsey Hussle. I don't know if anybody here knows who Nipsey Hussle is, but he's the rapper that was shot and killed in L.A. not too long ago.
Tragically.
Right? Tragically. The text on the picture says, sometimes people try to destroy you precisely because they recognize your power. Not because they don't see it, but because they see it and they don't want it to exist. I mean, is this dude not a master manipulator of situations?
Well, he's a master of screwing up $30 million is what he's a master of doing.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know that I can halfway blame him for that, because the NFL just keeps giving more and more and more opportunities. It's almost like they breed. They make it okay when the next team just gives him X number of dollars. And the next, I mean, literally on his Twitter feed, you scroll down maybe two little finger swipes, and it's him hugging Derek Carr, the quarterback of the Oakland Raiders, when he first went there, manipulating everybody, making everybody think it was Ben Roethlisberger in the last place, and look, I'm going to love this quarterback. And then it wasn't 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later, the dude's gone, and he's in New England. It's just an absolute joke, man.
Yes, it is.
I mean, wow.
So do you think Giselle kicked him out of Tom Brady's basement?
Yeah, hey,
bum, get your stuff and get out of here.
You think he ever moved in?
Nah, probably not. Probably not. He's got deep pockets, man. But 5 years from now, you're going to see a TMZ report. Antonio Brown is broke. And wouldn't that be some poetic justice after, some of the stuff you were saying about this, she's clearly broke, blah, blah, blah. Don't flaunt your money like that, bro. Do not flaunt your money like that. It makes you look pathetic. All right, Clint, who do you fear more on the L.A. Chargers offense? Do you fear Keenan Allen, Mr. 100 catch per season, or do you fear Austin Eckler? I got some stats on Austin Eckler. I'll hit you with in a minute. Austin Eckler has been the number one fantasy football running back through 2 weeks. That is how productive he has been, filling in for Melvin Gordon. Who do you fear most, Austin Eckler or Keenan Allen?
Look, Austin Eckler is clearly the catalyst of this offense outside of Phillip Rivers. I mean, Phillip Rivers makes it go by his style of play and understanding and his experience and all that. I hope at some point today you allow me to dig into him and what he does well and what these first couple of games have looked like. Because the scores have been very misleading. But, you talk about your question is, who do I fear more? It's absolutely Austin Eckler. He's a guy that this offense, it goes as he goes. He allows them to they threw a go route to him, for crying out loud, last week. They move him around in formation. They shift him. They motion him. They throw go routes. They throw screens. They throw quick game. They run him out of the backfield, obviously, with all different schemes. He's very hard to tackle. And so Austin Eckler is the one that scares me this week. They got some good receivers now. They got some guys that can go clearly on the outside. But Eckler's the one to me that you've got to revolve all of your scheme around defensively. Know where he's at and keep him from being, or we're not going to keep him, but you got to limit how he impacts this football game.
So just some quick numbers on Austin Eckler. By the way, I totally agree with you. Austin Eckler to me is even, and look, Keenan Allen's terrific, but to me, Austin Eckler is the biggest threat outside of Phillip Rivers on this Chargers offense. He comes from a small college. I don't even think he played FBS. I think he played FCS, digging into his background. But he's from a small college. I believe he was undrafted. He's an underdog type of guy. And he's had to work his way up the ranks with the Chargers. Now he's their running back one with Melvin Gordon out. The only guys that are scoring more in fantasy football through 2 weeks than Austin Eckler are Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, and Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to say that again. This is how productive Austin Eckler has been. The only cats outscoring him in fantasy football through 2 weeks are Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, and Patrick Mahomes. Three dudes who right now are at the top of MVP discussions around the National Football League, and fourth is Austin Eckler.
Well, look, you
that's huge.
Put him in the conversation for MVP. Look, when you got a really good quarterback like Phillip Rivers, I don't know. It's hard to wrap your head around somebody else being the MVP. But when you talk about a guy that can run the rock out of the backfield, he really allows this offense to take the next step again by being able to move him around in formations. And there is no hiccup. There's no checkup whatsoever offensively from the play caller or the quarterback when you talk about using a guy. A lot of times you want to, like right now, the Texans, these first 2 weeks, like, man, Duke Johnson's a great player. He's clearly a great third down back. But, you know, you got to get him to learn the offense and the protections and be a running back first. And then you got to get him to be comfortable in different formations, and you got to figure out what he can and can't do. Austin Eckler's a guy that does it all.
We'll get back into the Texans and Chargers in just a moment, but a lot of you guys and girls are getting into your car. You get in, you get out. And so we're going to continue to remind you, Antonio Brown has been released by the New England Patriots amid more allegations of intimidating texts that he sent out about a woman that he did not want to pay for painting murals in his home. But here we are, man. Antonio Brown is back on the streets. Think about where he has gone. He got $30 million guaranteed from the Oakland Raiders. He peed that down his leg, went to the New England Patriots. They stupidly gave him more guaranteed money, which I believe they'll retrieve all of it back now through some kind of loophole they set up in the contract. But I mean, obviously, he's treating the world like crap, and for that, screw you, Antonio Brown. But you want to talk about dumb and all the money you're leaving on the table because you can't get out of your own way? It's shocking.
Yeah, look, I mean, the dude's clearly got problems. He clearly needs help. I guess the good thing is, on his way out this time, when I looked on Twitter, he was thanking everybody for the opportunity and for the 11 days, I guess, he spent in New England. And look, he didn't dog cuss any crackers on the way out. So I guess that's a positive thing. He didn't blame any crackers on his way out. Nonetheless, man, it's a shame that we got to talk about it because it's breaking news. Because clearly it's just despicable, man.
It totally is. And I usually am really reluctant to just go ahead and call somebody a bad dude, right? Because what do I know? I don't know Antonio. He's a bad dude, man. He just is. And he's out of the NFL. I think he's done. I don't believe there's another team. Clint said it best the last week or so. The only team that could mess around with Brown and not get crushed by the entire world was the Patriots, all right? And they have said no to Antonio Brown. I don't believe another team is going to welcome him back in. That's just where it's at, man. And he has nobody to blame but himself. All right, we're talking Texans and Chargers. We moments ago talked about Austin Eckler, and Clint agrees with me that he's a bigger threat and a bigger challenge for the Texans defense than even Keenan Allen, and they're both terrific players. But Austin Eckler is the fourth highest producing fantasy football player through 2 weeks, bested only by Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, and Patrick Mahomes. And then it's Austin Eckler. Now, let's dig a little bit further into Phillip Rivers, my man.
Yeah, I mean, it's simple. Like this. I tweeted this earlier again. I don't know that I've seen as good a chemistry from a quarterback, between a quarterback and all of his pass catchers, whether you're talking about Austin Eckler, you're talking about Michael Williams, you're talking about Hunter Henry's gone, obviously. But I mean, just the entire group, the chemistry is absolutely unbelievable. And it's, as I said earlier, man, when you have, if it's man-to-man and there's no blitz, guys are running routes, they're taking their time, they're creating separation, they're using certain techniques to create that separation. When it's man-to-man and you're getting blitzed, and Phillip Rivers is getting blitzed, the receivers understand that, and they get their route run, they get their head around, and he's able to get the ball out. He anticipates and lays the ball out away from the man so that the receiver can go get it. And then when it's zone, they understand how to get to a spot quickly and get set. They do everything quick because the offensive line has a hard time holding up. But when you talk about chemistry of all guys knowing what's going on with the quarterback and through and going on in his mind consistently, this receiving core does that. And look, obviously, we talk about Keenan Allen all the time because him and Phillip Rivers have had so much success together. But when it's all said and done, I don't know that there is a better quarterback that's doing as much as he is with as little as he's got around him. The receiving core is really good.
It's a great
good.
Call.
The receiving core is really good. The little running back.
It's not the best in the league, though.
No, it's not. But they're really good. And if you watch the game film, when you see what he goes through on a consistent basis on film, it's like, how did he even get that ball off? So Keenan Allen will throw up some good numbers. But truth be told, 9 out of 10 quarterbacks in the league would have never got the ball off. Right? I mean, so it's one of those – well, Austin Eckler, he does a lot of really cool things formationally and stuff, but truth be told, how many quarterbacks are throwing go routes to a running back? I mean, there's just a lot that Phillip Rivers does because of his experience, and his the intangible of just pocket presence is amazing. His timing is amazing. His ability to anticipate is – and I knew he was a good quarterback, but when I started watching the film, I went, wow, this is incredible. This is really, really good. And so just when you're talking about Phillip Rivers, I have not given him the respect he deserves over time. I wish I'd have watched a lot more film on him earlier.
Well, you did it now, and you realize the greatness of Phillip Rivers. A lot of talk this week about the Texans going up against a future Hall of Fame quarterback, and that is clearly true. He's top 10 all-time in passing yards and passing touchdowns. He's thrown 377 touchdown passes in the NFL. And he's not even close to retirement. Phillip Rivers is still in the prime of his career at I believe it's 37 years of age. I think he's in his 16th season. I've been a fan of his for a while. Going back to what you just said, but remember we played, I don't know, Clint, 6 weeks ago. We just a little impromptu thing about quarterbacks, right? And I said, Matt Ryan, got your take on him. Luck, got your take on him. Just rat-a-tat-tat through the league. It was great. I just love doing that with you. Just top of mind what came to mind. And you did not have abundant praise for Phillip Rivers. And I was kind of like, okay. And I took it because you're a QB. Yeah. And I know you've watched it. But I was surprised by that. Yeah. I was like, damn, I love Phillip Rivers. I think he checks all the boxes. And so it's kind of cool to hear you say that. And look, we as human beings, we're just getting better. We're just adding more stimulus and just adding more information to the computers known as our brains. But it's cool to hear that you have more of a respect for Phillip Rivers now going into this football game, man.
Well, when you – again, you just watch what he – all of the praise I just gave him, I still put him – the reason that when you asked me about him initially is my initial – when somebody just walks up and says – Phillip Rivers, I go, okay, you're talking about Matt Ryan can be in this conversation. Jay Cutler can be in this conversation. Romo can be in this conversation. It's not that those guys aren't great. I mean, they're unbelievable quarterbacks. Statistics show you. I mean, you can sit down and Google any of them's name. They're some of the best to ever play the game. But they've never been able to take their team to the next level. They've never been able to take their team to the absolute pinnacle and win it all. And so for me, some guys, you know, clearly throughout their career, they play with less and the opportunity never arises. Some guys just couldn't get their team over the hump. I know this, where Phillip Rivers sits right now, you put anybody else in his position behind this offensive line and this offense, they would struggle mightily. I mean, it would be tough. This guy's doing special things. And I don't care what the stats say. I don't care what the win-loss record ends up at the end of the year. Watch this dude. All the young quarterbacks out there, watch this dude play. You want to talk about anticipating and laying the ball on the sideline. Throwing dudes open. You want to talk about timing of getting the ball, understanding complete control of the game on the offensive side of the ball. This guy's got it, man. I mean, if he didn't have unbelievable chemistry with his receivers – then they wouldn't be successful at all. They wouldn't be able to move the ball at all. And so it's fun to watch them work, and it's going to be interesting to watch the Texans versus this group of skilled guys and this quarterback.
So let's talk about how the Texans match up with Phillip Rivers. Like, do you think that bringing heat on him, and you've been doing a great job of talking about hot reads and how he's on the same page with his receivers in terms of hot reads when you face a blitz, but I liked how Kurnell turned up pressure against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah. I think it worked. I think they got to Minshew, what was it, 4 times in the game?
Sure.
That was a critical part of the game. So are you heating up Rivers, or are you backing up into a zone like they did against New Orleans?
I'm heating him up, and I'm heating him up simply because I think they got to fall somewhere in between how many times they tried to heat up Jacksonville. I think a lot of the heat towards Jacksonville was due to Leonard Fournette, and quite frankly, their inability at that point in time, nobody knew that Minshew was going to be doing what he's doing. So there was even less fear relative to giving up a big play in the pass game. And so I think a lot of that had to do with the opponent. This defensive game plan, Rick, has to fall somewhere in between what you saw versus New Orleans and what you saw versus Jacksonville. I will say this, though. As I watch the film, I think that there's more success to be had heating up Phillip Rivers, because you can get to him. This offensive line is not very good. They struggle. And even when they do protect him, it's a dogfight up front. It's a bunch of dudes up there fighting. They're not owning the line of scrimmage. And so you can, at the very least, create a lot of noise around the quarterback, and he will stand in there, and you can get sacks. And then he will, over time, he's going to hit you. He's going to hit some big ones now. He's going to convert some third downs. But over time, he will make some suspect decisions and throw the ball up into double coverage. So you just got to be patient. Understand he's going to move the football. And ultimately, you got to believe your offense is going to answer the bell more times than he is.
You just mentioned Leonard Fournette. Last night, he had a 69-yard run. He finished the game with 66 yards rushing. That dude is so overrated. I just had to get that
come
in.
Come on, Rick. When you watch that, though, Rick.
15 carries, 66 yards, and he had a 69-yard run.
Rick, when you watch that game, do you think anybody in that offense would have a chance? It's a serious question. You can say yes or no.
No,
when
I just love banging on Leonard Fournette.
I mean, there's free tacklers running everywhere just hammering this dude, man.
I love it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.